Gemara quotes the Adalad on Beis is trying to figure out whether we can be medayik from the Mishnah that mitzvah tzichas kavonot. Reish Lakish says that yes, it's obvious from the Mishnah that mitzvah tzichas kavonot, because the Mishnah says that you can take chazeres for karpas and for mora. So if you hold mitzvah and tzichas kavonot, why do you need another chazeres for the mora? You can be yotze with karpas. If you're eating the chazeres anyway and it works for mora, mitzvah and tzichas kavonot, so why do you need another chazeres? So comes the Gemara and says, no, it may be mitzvah and tzichas kavonot, but for a heker latinokos, we're going to have the extra tibul. Tibul sheni is for a double heker. We never would have thought there's a concept of a double heker. We thought that karpas is for heker, but that the mora should be for heker, the second tibul should be for heker. So comes the Gemara and says, yeah. Maybe talk if you're dipping in chazeres, if all you have is chazeres, you don't have any other vegetable, we'll take them for both, karpas and for mara. Aye, but you had a heker for karpas anyway, and you hold mitzvah saying tzichas kavanah, so you yotzi mara with the first tibul. Doesn't matter. As a second heker, litinokos, you'll take the chazeres once again. Va'od says the Gemara, va'od tanya, ochlan demai yotza. Ochlan b'lo miskaven yotza. Ochlan lachatzoin yotza. B'vachlo yisha ben achilu lechaver de yosem echdei achilas pras. Va'od says the Gemara, I bring you a braisa that says b'feresh that mitzvah sen tzichas kavanah. The Gemara is docher Reish Lakish's diuk from the Mishnah. Right? The Gemara says there's no riot of mitzvah sen tzichas kavanah. Maybe talking mitzvah sen tzichas kavanah. The Ode says the Gemara, there's a Tana that says it beferish. Because the Tana says, Ochlan demai, we'll get to that, Ochlan below miskaven yotza, beferish. Tana says that Ochlan below miskaven is yotza, it's clear that mitzvah sen tzichas kavanah. So it's all the Gemara Tanoi here. Reish Lakish is going like another Tana. In the Chanami, this Tana holds mitzvah sen tzichas kavanah. Reish Lakish is going like another Tana who holds the mitzvah tzichas kavanah. The Tanya, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Afa bishatilu b'chazeres, mitzvah lahavi lefanav chazeres, v'charosus u'shnei tafshim. So from Rabbi Yossi's statement, it sounds like what? That mitzvah tzichas kavanah, says the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi says that avo b'shatibul b'chazeres, you still have to bring the chazeres, even though you had a tibul for karpas b'chazeres, you still need chazeres amora. Sounds like Rabbi Yossi holds that mitzvah tzichas kavanah. So for the Gemara, what's the raya? Barkatim mimai dilma kasover Rabbi Yossi mitzvah tzichas kavanah. What's the difference? Basically, Rabbi Yossi is saying the same as our Gemara, same as the Mishnah. Mishnah says that even if you have chazeres for karpas, you still bring chazeres for mara. So it's no raya. Rabbi Yossi holds mitzvah sriches kavana. Maybe he just holds you need the second tibul as a heker latinokos. And Cain, frak the Gemara, my mitzvah. If Rabbi Yossi is just saying same as the Mishnah, same as what the Gemara taught in the Dichoy, that the second tibul is hekeir latinokos, it's not because mitzvah sichas kavanah. So why does he say mitzvah lahavi lefanav chazer secharos? It's the fact that he uses a lashon of mitzvah is mashma that you weren't yotzei the mar. You weren't yotzei the mar with the first tibul. He must be assuming that mitzvah sichas kavanah. So it's a machlokas tanoim. It's a machlokas tanoim, says the Gemara. The Gemara concludes it's a machlokas tanoim where the mitzvah sichas kavanah, mitzvah sen sichas kavanah. So let's take a moment and look at this braisa, the first braisa that the Gemara quoted. And let's examine each one of the elements of this braisa. The Rishonim examine the elements of the braisa. What did the braisa say? Oh, Tanya, Ochlan demai yotza, Ochlan b'lo miskaven yotza. So the first element of the braisa is Ochlan demai yotza. What does demai mean? Do mai, this, what is it? That means something that you have a suffix where the trumas demaisis was taken off of. Let's say you have grain or you have wine. Oil, dogan, tirosh, yitzar, you have some kind of produce that's chayiv min haTorah, let's say, in trumas and maishas, and it's a sofek, whether someone took off trumas and maishas from the woman. That's demai. So says the Tana of the Braisa, ochlan demai yotza. If you ate morer, seems to be talking about morer, right? If you ate morer, demai, you can be yotza the mitzvah of morer. How can you be yotzei the mitzvah of Mara? So the Rashbam says, "Divoy mafke lenichsev aviyani v'chazilei hashkna michazilei." It sounds like the only way you can be yotzei the mitzvah of Mara with a certain cheft is if it's chazilei, if it's roi for him, if it's asa for him. So presumably you can't be yotzei. We'll see why. It's based on a drasha in the Gemara and Daf Lamed. But that's the assumption that that you can only be yotzei mar with something that's roi l'achila. It's also l'achila, and you can't be yotzei the mitzvah. So the mai is also l'achila, but the rabbanon chazal b'ozer on the mai. So how can you be yotzei the mitzvah mar with it? That's the underlying question of the Rashbam. So comes the Rashbam and says, no, the boy mafkul nersei b'havioni. He has a migul. You thought we were learning nezikin, migul. Similar concept. Migul, migul di boy mafkul nersei b'havioni. Even though right now it's not chazi for the person, it's not really for him, but the fact that he can be mafkir is nechosim, become an ani, and if he's an ani, then he's allowed to eat the mai. It's allowed to eat the mai if he's an ani. What? An ani can eat macholos asuras? He can eat chazir, nevela? No. But the whole idea of the mai is a chumra anyway. Rov amea arts ma'asrim hein. The rov is that the tevuah is gemaiser, that maiser was taken off of it. Normally, in our Torah, we can follow Rov. We normally follow Rov. This is a Chumr de Rabbanan that Chazal goes around to mind despite the fact that the principle of Rov should allow us to be Makel. So, Heimamru veHeimamru. Chazal were Machmir in this case, but they were Makel in certain circumstances. And one of the circumstances they were Makel for is for an Ani. An Ani is difficult for him. There are other cases that the Mishnah is having. The Ani is one example where, since it's difficult for him, so Chazal say, Min HaTorah, it's Gemaisin anyway, so why do we have to be difficult for the Ani? So the Chiddush is that even though this individual is not an Ani, but since he has a Migu, that he boy mafkul and nisi v'havi Ani v'chazilei, we allow him to use the Demai for the Mar. Because it's not really a Chetz of Macholos Asuros, since it's Mutta for the Ani anyway, it's not a Chetz of Macholos Asuros for this person, either, and he has the potential to put himself in a circumstance where then it would taka be mutav him to eat the dmai. So we said that it's chazilei and he's able to be yotze the mitzvah with the dmai. Okay, this is the Rashbam. Comes Tosfos and embellishes and elaborates on the Rashbam and adds a lot more. Let's look at this Tosfos together. Ochlen dmai yotze, avol vadai lo yotze. Ochlen dmai yotze, if you eat morad of dmai, then you can be yotze the mitzvah mara, but morar, it's Vaday Tevel, says Tosfos, you can't be Yotze the Mitzvah. Afal gav the Maisa Yerek, the Rabbona Gideminen, Gabi Matzabu Kol Shoah. Afal gav the Maisa Yerek, the Rabbona. Even though Maisa Yerek is only the Rabbona, Minat Torah, what do you chayiv to be Mafra Shemus and Maisa Son? Dogon, Tirosh, Beitzar, Tavua, grain, wine, and oil. So the chayiv to be Mafra Shemus and Maisa Son Yerek is a chayiv mid the Rabbona. Nevertheless, says Tosfos, if it's Tevel Vadai Derabbanan, can't be Yotze the mitzvah of Mar with that either. How does he know that? Kidyamina Gabi Matzah, the Kosho. That's what we say, the Gabi Matzah. That the Tevel Tovel Midrabbanan, you can't be Yotze Matzah. Avaloba Tevel, Umuki Loba Tevel Tovel Midrabbanan. Right? That's the Gemara Lamed Hei, that the Mishnah. Lamed Hayam and Aleph talks about what you can be Yotzei Matzah with the Chameshes Mine Dogon, and Tzvua, that's Netlo Chumosa, if it's Gemeiser, everything is kosher, so then you can be Yotzei Mitzvah Matzah. Avalo B'Teva, comes the Mishnah and says, Avalo B'Teva. Yotzei B'Demai V'Meiser Rishon Shnitlo Chumosa, etc. Avalo B'Teva. So comes the Gemara, Lamed Hayam and Beis and says, Havalo b'tevel pshita. Of course. What's the hava mean? How should you be able to be also with tevel? Tzicha b'tevel tovel midrabbonan shezara ba'atzitz she'enon okul. Let's say it's tevel derabbonan. How's it tevel derabbonan? If it's dogon, regular dogon, it's tevel deraisa if you weren't mafishim and samaisis. No, if you're zareh ba'atzitz she'enon okul, if you planted it in a pot, piece of pottery, a flower pot that is eino nokov, so then it's not, there's no yinika from the karka of Eretz Yisrael, so it's not chayiv min haTorah in Shuvah Semaisis. It's only a chayiv derabbanan. So if you're not mafir Shuvah Semaisis, that's tevel derabbanan. So the chiddush is that even by tevel derabbanan, you can't be yotzei mitzvah matzah. That's the chiddush. So it says Tosfos the same as Shuvah Mar. If you can't be yotzei mitzvah matzah with tevel derabbanan, so the same as Shuvah Mar. The iskish mara la matzah. We know mara is compared to matzah. Al matzos umerorim yochluvu. Al matzos umerorim. Connection of matzah to mara in the Tosa. So if you can't be yotzei matzah with tevel derabbanan, you can't be yotzei mara with tevel derabbanan either. But the ma yotzah, But by Dama you can be Yotzi. Yotzi Nami B'matzah Mishim Diboy Mavke Nukse V'chozi Lai. Because you can, it's Roy for you in Matzah, because you could become an Oni. So since you can be Yotzi by Matzah with Dama, you can be Yotzi with Mar with Dama too. This is the basic Tosfos. Then Tosfos adds, the time of the Hachamiru Levadai Derabonon, why would the Chachamim so Mavke by Tevel Derabonon? That's what the Gemara says. Tosfos puts the Gemara together. You have a Gemara on Avahei Vavansa, you have a Gemara over here by Mora. So Tosfos puts the two together. That if you can't be Yotzei Matzah with Tevel Derabonah, then you can't be Yotzei Mora with Tevel Derabonah either, because Mora and Matzah is Keshu Zelazel. But why, Taka, can't you be Yotzei with Tevel Derabonah? The time of the Achmir, Bevadei Derabonah, the Tevel Daraisa, Mafik Hosam, Ilo Sofa, Olav Chomets, Yotzei Zeshi Yisur, Mishim, Al Tochal Tevel. Iskish matzah l'chametz. Says Tosfos, tevel d'araisa, you can't be yotzei matzah with it because it's dacha posel. It's a posel. And iskish matzah l'chametz, you can't be yotzei matzah. The posel lo sochal olav chametz says yotzei zeh sheyisur mishum bal tochal tevel. Right, lo sochal olav chametz shivas olav tochal olav matzos lechem oni. There's a hekesh of chametz to matzah. So the only thing that you can be yotzei matzah with is something that if you would let it rise, it would have a nisach chametz on it. But only a nisach chametz. Yotzei zeh sheyisur mishum bal tochal chametz. But something that's yisur mishum bal tochal tevel, you can't be yotzei matzah with. So that's why by tevel daraisa, you can't be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah. Says Tosfos, Chazal amachmir by Tevel Derabonah as well. What does that mean? Tevel Daraisa has a pasuk. Tevel Derabonah doesn't have a pasuk. So what are they being machmir for? So the Marsha here, not the Marsha in Lamed Hey that I asked you to see. The Marsha right over here in Tosfos has a short line. It just says that Mistama, what it means is called the Tikkun Rabbanah Ken Daraisa Tikkun. Since Chazal saw in the pasuk that there's this idea that Tevel Daraisa, you can't be Yotzei Matzah with. So once they saw the Torah was Machmir by Tevel Daraisa, so they were Machmir by Tevel Derabanan as well. They introduced the whole concept of Tevel Derabanan. That even if Yizara, Batsa, Shein, Onokov, there's also a din of Tevel. But Chazal saw that you can't be Yotzei Matzah with Tevel Daraisa. So they said, Tevel Derabanan too. You don't Tevel Derabanan in a person. Mutter. There's no problem. There's no Issa Mishim Bal Tochal Chometz. That's a pasuk. Tevel Derabanan is not machlos asuras from the pasuk. No, but called the tikkun rabbanan can't daraisa tikkun. Chazal amasakin can't daraisa. So if the tevel daraisa you can't be yotzei matzah, and the tevel derabanan you're also not going to be able to be yotzei. The time of the echmir bevadei derabanan zokim arshad the tevel daraisa mafik etc. The ibe tevel midaraisa have yotzei. Midaraisi they matzah lohavu machmiru be afilu bevadei derabonan tfei mibedunai. If Chazal saw that by tevel daraisa you can be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah, if by tevel daraisa you can be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah, if by vadei tevel you can still be yotzei the mitzvah daraisa of tevel, you can be yotzei the mitzvah daraisa of matzah. So Chazal would not have been machmir to say that you can't be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah. Chazal would not have been machmir. They wouldn't have been machmir by the daraisa. They wouldn't have been machmir by the rabbanon. They wouldn't have been machmir at all. But once Chazal saw that by tevel daraisa you can't be yotzei mitzvah of matzah, so Chazal feel can daraisa tikka, they'll be machmir by tevel derabbanon as well. This is Shitas Tosfos. What's the drasha that Tosfos is referring to? Very important drasha. This is the Gemara in Daf Lamed Hey on the base. If you have a Gemara, maybe turn to the Gemara so we can see it together. Tana Rabbana, Yochel Yotzi Adam Yidei Chavasi B'Tevel Shalom Nidgan, B'Tevel Shalom Nidgan. I think that you could be Yotzi with Tevel that was not Gemaiser. Kol Tevel Nami Holo Nidgan. What do you mean? That's something special about Tevel? Every Tevel is not Mesukum. Hello, the tevel shlo nitkan called zarko. She nitlo mimeno chuma gedola, v'lo nitlo mimeno chuma smaisen, maiser rishon, v'lo maiser sheni, afilo maiser ani. You can be mafresh some chuma smaisen, but not everything. So how do I know that you're not going to be yotzei unless you're maiser, you take off chuma smaisen completely? not only Truma Gadola, but you have to take off Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni and Maaser Oni. And until you do that, it has the status of Tevel Vaday Daraisa, and you can't be Yotze. Tamad Lomar, Lo Sochal Olav Chametz. Misha Yisur Mishim Bal Tochal Chametz. Mishim Bal Tochal Olav Chametz. Yotze Zer Sheni Yisur Mishim Bal Tochal Chametz. Ol Mishim Bal Tochal. So there's a Hekesh of Chametz to Matzah. And now we learn, Misha Yisur Mishim Bal Tochal Chametz. But something that's us in Mishim Bal Tochal Tevel, so then you're not gonna be able to be able to the mitzvah. So comes Tosfos and says that Chazal v'machir by Tevel d'Rabbanan, just like they saw that you can't be yotze with Tevel v'aday d'Raisa, you can't be yotze with Tevel v'aday d'Rabbanan, but my, since Chazilei, you'll be able to be yotze. This Shitas Tosfos is in sharp contrast to Rashi and Daf Lamed Hamud Beis. Rashi says Tevel mid'Rabbanan v'afilu ochi mitzvah b'aveirei chashiv lei v'lo domi l'demai u'kidarma. Says Rashi, by Demai, Ashkechan Behetera, we find a heter for Demai, a heter for Issa. Yes, if he's an Ani, then it's mutter. So since, if he were an Ani, it would be Chazilei, so Ashkechan Behetera. So Demai, since there is a heter, he could be Yotze the Mitzvah of Matzah. But Tevel, even Tevel, the Rabbanan, Zok Rashi, it's a Mitzvah Haba Ba'Avera, Mitzvah Haba Ba'Avera, so that's why you're not going to be able to be Yotze. Mitzvah Baba Ver. Why didn't Rashi mention anything about the Pasuk? Pasuk is on the daf. Misha Yisura Mishim Bal Tochal Olav Chametz Yotzezesh and Yisura Mishim Bal Tochal Chametz El Mishim Bal Tochal Teva. Rashi doesn't mention the Drasha. Why not? So the Marsha here on Lamed Hei says that what's the case that Rashi is talking about? Anyone? What's the case Rashi is talking about? Tevel d'Rabbanan. The drasha is talking about Tevel d'Araisa. But Rashi is going on the Gemara, Avolo b'Tevel, what's the Chiddush Avolo b'Tevel? If it's Macholas or Suras, how can it be Yotze? It's Tevel d'Rabbanan. So Rashi adds the din of Mitzvah Bavaver to explain why you can't be Yotze even with Tevel d'Rabbanan, because Tevel d'Rabbanan is not included in the Pasuk. It's not a d'Araisa, it's a d'Rabbanan. So Zot the Marsha, that's why Rashi needed a special time of Mitzvah Baba Ver. Tevel Daraisa, that's in the Pasuk. Demai is also Daraisa. Demai is Daraisa because there is an Issa Daraisa there. There's a Sofek Issa Daraisa. Even though in a Torah you can rely on Rov, there is an Issa Daraisa within the Demai, so there would have been a problem if not for the fact that Chazilei. Since it would be Chazilei if he mafkiz nechasim became an Ani. So therefore, even without being mafkiz nechasim, we assume we treat it like it's Chazilei, and therefore he can be Yotze. But comes the Marsha and says, why does Rashi need the din of Mitzvah Babaver to explain why he can't be Yotze with Tevel? That's because we're talking about Tevel d'Rabbanan. That's his answer. The Shagas Aryeh, in the middle of a kasha on Tosfos in our sugya, the Shagas Aryeh seems to posit a different answer for Rashi. Right? Why does Rashi need the soul of Mitzvah Bavavera? Why can't he just say Yotzezeh Sheni Sura Mishum Bal Tochal Chametz El Mishum Bal Tochal Tevel? Come to Shagasai and says, you know why Rashi didn't give that drasha? Because who says we pass him like that drasha? It's in the Gemara, but who says we pass him like the drasha? The Gemara asks Yisura Lachametz Seichan Ozla Amar Reb Sheisha Samani Reb Shimon Hidamar Nisach Halalis Tanya Reb Shimon Omer. Ha'ochal nevel of Yom Kippur and Potter. The Sura Lachame Techan Oslo. The Gemara asks, where did the Issa Chametz go? The Gemara says, Lo Sochal Olo Chametz Misha Yisura Mishim Bal Tochal Chametz Yotzezeh Shein Yisura Mishim Bal Tochal Chametz Ela Mishim Bal Tochal Tevel. It's also Mishim Tevel. It's not Mishim Bal Tochal Chametz. What do you mean it's not Mishim Bal Tochal Chametz? Why shouldn't the Issa Chametz be Chal? Why shouldn't the Issa Chametz be Chametz? So what if the Issa Tevel is there? But this is also Chametz. So let the Issa Mishim Bal Tochal Chametz be there too? So Rav Sheshes, no. This Bryce is like Rav Shimon, who holds that Ein Issa Chal al Issa. Which Rav Shimon, who Rav Shimon? The Tanya Ha'ochel, Rav Shimon Omer Ha'ochel Nevela B'Yom HaKippurim Pot. Rav Shimon says someone who's Ochel Nevela B'Yom HaKippurim, the Shogeg, is Potter from Karban Chatas. What does this mean? So Rashi says, right? The item is already also be'isin aveilim. Now comes Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur asers more than just this piece of meat. It asers many other foods, right? All the meat in the world, all of the food in the world. So that's an Isser Kolel. Yom Kippur is an Isser Kolel. It's Kolel many other foods, not just the particular Chefetz involved. So the question is, should we say that Isser Chal al Isser, that the Isser Yom HaKippurim should be Chal on the Isser Nevela, because it's an Isser Kolel? It's an Isser Kolel. It includes more. So when it includes more, when it's Chal on the other items, it should be Chal on this item, that's already Osir as well. So you'll have a double Isser over here. Zakrib Shim in name. Ha'ochon Nevela Yom HaKippurim is Potter. Certainly, if the Issa Nevela was Chal before, right? If it was Nisnabla before Yom Kippur, and then Yom Kippur came and the Issa Yom HaKippur was Chal, Reb Shimon holds that you have a double Issa. You have an Issa Yom Kippur, an Issa Achila of Yom Kippur, and an Issa Nevela. If it bow by Yom Nisnabla, Afilo Hachi, Hoysa Asura, Kodim Yom HaKippur, Mishum Evrim and Achayim. Even if it was Nisnabla, Bob Evrim, so you would say the Issa Yom Kippur was Chal before the Issa Nevela? No. The Issa Evrim and Achayim was Chal before Yom Kippur. So the Issa Evrim and Achai came before Yom Kippur. So the Isser, Reb Shimon says, you're also going to be potter over there. Because we don't say that Isser Chal al Isser, even though it's an Isser Kolel. The Isser Evrim and Achai came first, even though once it's in the Snabla, the Isser Evrim and Achai falls away. But since there was an Isser Evrim and Achai before, that's the instance. Since there was an Isser Evrim and Achai before, Machzikim, Ma'isser, 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 right? We continue the Isser. We say that the Isser Nevela stems from the Isser Evrim and Achai. So it's as if the Isser was Chal before the Isser Yom Kippur. So after Shimon, if the Isser Evrim and Achai / Nevela was Chal before Yom Kippur, so ain Isser Chal al Isser, even Mekol. So comes Rav Sheshis and says, Rav Shimon is the Mora D'Shmaitza. He's the Baal HaMemra that can't be yotze b'tevel vaday. Can't be yotze matzah b'tevel vaday because losoch halol of chametz shivas yamim toch halol of matzah is misha yeshno misha osu mishum al toch al chametz yotze zeh she isur mishum bal toch al tevel. What do you mean isur mishum bal toch al tevel? It's only mishum bal toch al tevel because ain is a chalal iser even b'kolel. Here there's a kolel too. What's the kolel over here? Chametz creates an iser not only in this chafetz of tevel, creates an iser in all. In all chametz, right? All objects that are chametz. Zokt Reb Shimon, ain is a chalal iser, even though there's a kolel. So all you have is the iser tevel. You're not going to have the iser chametz. That's why you can't be yotze the mitzvah matzah with this chametz, because it's tevel and it's not chametz. Because ain is a chalal iser, even the kolel. Ravino amafilu tamer rabbanon mishe yisur mishim bal toch al chametz bilvad. Yatzezeh shein yisur mishim bal toch al chametz bilvad. Ela af mishim bal toch al tevel. Ravina wants to suggest against Rav Sheshes that it's lav dafka libid Rav Shimon. Maybe even the Chachamim agree with this drasha. How can the Chachamim agree with the drasha? But the Chachamim hold that Issa Chal al Issa b'kolel. So here, since there's a kolel, you'll have an Issa Chametz too, besides the Issa Tevel. So Ravina, no, the drasha is Misha Isura Mishum Bal Toch al Chametz Bilvag. But the only time that you can be able to say matzah with this Chefza is if there's only an Isser Chametz. But if there's a double Isser on the Chefza, then you can't be Yotze the Isser Matzah. That's the drasha. Misha Isur Mishim Bal Toch Al Chametz Bilvad. Yotze Zeh She Isuro Mishim Bal Toch Al Chametz and Mishim Bal Toch Al Tevel. So we can go even Aliba de Rabban. To that the Gemara says, Midi Bilvad Ksiv. It doesn't say Bilvad in the Braisa. It doesn't say Bilvad in the Braisa. It sounds like the only chefza that you can be yotze matzah with is a chefza that has just the Issa Chametz on it. And if it has an Issa Tevel on it, even if it also has an Issa Chametz, that's not enough. So the Gemara concludes, Rav Sheshes must be right, that the only one who uses this drasha, the one who's going to say that you can't be yotze matzah with Tevel Vaday Daraisa because of the drasha of Misha Isur Mishim Bal Toch Al Chametz Yosezesh Isur Mishim Bal Toch Al Tevel, it's Reb Shimon. It's Reb Shimon. It's got to be Reb Shimon because obviously this Tana holds that ein iser chalal iser, that you'll only have an iser tevel, you're not going to have an iser chametz. The Chacham would say you have both. Rav Shimon says that you only have an iser tevel. And from the lashon of the Braisa, it sounds like the tevel that's a problem is if you only have an iser tevel. That's got to be Rav Shimon. Comes the Shag Asariyah and says that's why Rashi doesn't quote the drasha. Rashi says that the reason why you can't be yotze with matzah shel tevel is because of mitzvah b'aveira. What does he need mitzvah b'aveira for? There's a drasha on the Gemara, a drasha on the same daf. This is Rashi learned the Gemara. He got to the maskana. The Gemara assumes that the drasha is like who? Reb Shimon. But we pass like the Chachamim, the Reb Shimon. We hold that Yisachal al Iser, the Kolel. You hold that Yisachal al Iser, the Kolel, then this drasha is not you. That's not the drasha. The Tan of the Braisa has got to be Reb Shimon. It can't be the Rabbanan. So Rashi assumes that we don't paskin like that drasha. Paskin that the reason why you can't be yotzeh with tevel vade is because it's a mitzvah haba vade. This is another answer for Rashi. Again, the Marsha assumed that Rashi said that it's a mitzvah haba vade because he's talking about tevel derabbanan and the drasha is only talking about tevel deraisa. But the Shag Asariyah says you don't even need that. We don't paskin like that drasha. That's going aliba de Reb Shimon. It's not aliba de Rabbanan. Now she's saying, Lemaisa, La Halacha, what's the reason? La Halacha, it's because of mitzvah Havavavah. What's the problem? The problem is Tosfos. We've come to Daf Lamed Hei, not just to learn Lamed Hei, but to understand our Tosfos. With the backdrop of Lamed Hei, come back to Tosfos and let's read the Tosfos again. Let's try to understand this Tosfos. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos is an hour soon. Our Braisa is to Amor, not to Matzah. The Braisa says that Ochlan demay yotze. So clearly, Ochlan tevel lo yotze. If you eat mar of tevel, you're not going to be yotze. So says Tosfos, even though Maisa Yerek de Rabbanan, it's only a tevel de Rabbanan. But we know the Gemara Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis says that even by tevel de Rabbanan, you can't be yotze matzah. So if you can't be yotze matzah with tevel drabbanan and mor is iskish lamatzah, you shouldn't be able to be yotze mor with tevel drabbanan either. That's what Tosfos says, right? And why can't you be yotze with tevel drabbanan? So says Tosfos, the reason is because Chazal omachim. Once they saw the pasuk by tevel daraisa, mishe yisur mishe motochal, chomet yosef 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 mishe motochal tevel. So they were machmer by tevel drabbanan as well. So what's the problem with Tosfos? Why do they need this chum? Called the Tikkun Rabbanan came to rise and Tikkun. They have to invent this new svara that they saw the pasuk by Tevel Daraisa. So by Tevel Darabbanan, Chazal HaMachmer as well. Why do they need that? They should say it's a mitzvah b'aveir. Why shouldn't they say the same as Rashi? What's more, why are Tosfos invoking that drasha? Isn't the drasha Aliba de Rab Shimon? It's the Loke Hilchisa. So why should they invoke the drasha? After all, that's what the Shag Asariyah said to explain why Rashi doesn't mention the drasha. So what are we going to say for Tosfos? Tosfos uses the drasha. He says that drasha holds true by matzah, and mor is iskish lematzah, so therefore whatever applies to matzah applies to mor. But why does he even quote the drasha? Why does he quote the drasha? Why does he need this idea that called the Tikkun Rabbanan came to Raisa Tikkun? Why doesn't he just say, Stacha mitzvah haba b'aveir? What's more, why by matzah itself do we need the drasha? There's a shaila if we pass them like the drasha. Well, who needs the drasha b'chlal? The psul of mitzvah b'aveira should explain why you can't be yotzei matzah with that. Three kashas we have to work on. First of all, why does Tosfos quote the drasha if it's aliba de Reb Shimon, it's the loke hilchasa? Secondly, why does he need the svara of kol de tikkun rabbanan ken deraisa tikkun to explain why tevel de rabbanan doesn't work for mara? Let him just say it's a mitzvah b'aveira. And probably the strongest question is why do we have the drasha of lo sochal olav chametz mishe yisur mishum bal tochal chametz yasajeshe yisur mishum bal tochal tevel? What do you need that drasha to explain why it can't be yotze matzah with tevel vada? Here we're talking about mara, but why do we need the drasha to explain why it can't be yotze matzah with tevel vada? tevel vade doraisa. It's not a mitzvah ba baver. So of course you can't be yotze without the tevel vade doraisa. So let's deal with the questions one by one. So the Shagas Ari wanted to suggest for Tosfos that maybe the reason why Tosfos doesn't mention mitzvah haba bavera is because he holds that mitzvah haba bavera doesn't apply in a certain case. In a case that we might be talking about in our sugya. What's that case? When does mitzvah haba bavera apply according to Tosfos and when does it not apply? Anyone? Zokta Shagas Ayin, maybe Tosfos holds the mitzvah of Aver applies by mitzvahs deraisa, but by mitzvahs derabanan it doesn't apply. What's our braisa talking about? It's talking about mora. Now mora is a mitzvah deraisa, this mancha based on Mikdash Kayim. It's supposed to be eaten with the carbon pesach. But mora bezman hazeh is only a mitzvah derabanan. There is no carbon pesach. So if there's no carbon pesach, mora is only a mitzvah derabanan. So Zokta Shagasai, the Tosfos doesn't mention mitzvah babavera because he wants to explain this braisa to even be talking about Mora Bezman Hazeh Derabon. That the braisa that says that Ochlan de Mayotze, but the mashmos, the diuk from the braisa is that the tevel vada, you wouldn't be yotze, is someone that's talking even about Mora Bezman Hazeh Derabon. And by Mora Bezman Hazeh Derabon, the psula mitzvah babavera doesn't apply because Tosfos holds mitzvah babavera doesn't apply to mitzvah Derabon. So that's why he has to mention this idea of called the Tikkun Rabbanan, Kandar Aisati. Because the Psula Mitzvah Bavera is not going to help for Mora de Rabbanan, Bisman Hazeh, Mora is de Rabbanan. Why does Tosfos quote the Drosha? How can Tosfos quote the Drosha? We don't pass like this Drosha. Dr. Shagasari, who claims you don't pass like the Drosha? Ravina says that it can go even according to the Rabbanan direction. Who says you don't pass like the Drosha? Ravina says the drasha can go even according to the Chachamim. Doesn't Paschal like that drasha? What's the problem? The Gemara itself didn't like that answer. Ravina's answer, right? The Gemara says that midi bilvad tanya. Ravina holds what? According to the Chachamim, that isachal isa bekolel. The way that you can understand the drasha is lo sochal olav chomet misha isur mishum al tochal chomet bilvad. There's an extra issue. It's also also mishum bal tochal tevel. So says the Gemara, but it doesn't say in the brisa bilvad. It sounds like the only type of chefta that you can yotze the mitzvah matzah with is if it's only asa mishum chametz, not that it's asa mishum tevel. So according to the chachamim, it's also asa mishum tevel because it's chal asa b'karil. So then you shouldn't be able to be yotze matzah. And the Gemara concludes, "Ela machvarta kider Rav Sheshes must be a libid Rav Shimon, not a libid Rabbanan." So what's the Shagas Ari talking about? The answer must be that even though here the Gemara says that midi bilvad tanya, Gemara here is dochad Ravina's answer. But ultimately, maybe he's right. We find this throughout Shas that just because a Gemara has a question and an answer, we tend to think that the answer is the accepted. The answer is always accepted. That's always the bottom line. We certainly would assume that if the Gemara says, Ela machvarta kid Rav Sheshes, I think the Gemara is telling us Rav Sheshes is right. But who says? Who says Rav Sheshes? His pshat is more meduyak in the lashon of the Braisa, but Lemaisi can't explain like that, right? If the Chachamim, if we paskin like the Chachamim, so maybe the braisa is only the Chachamim. That's what the Shagas Ari says, that Tosfos assumed that braisa is really like the Chachamim, even though from the mashmos or the maskon of the Gemara, it's not like that. Where's the Shagas Ari? A lot of Shagas Ari is. Shagas Ari was one of the gedolei achronim. You know, when you have some time off in the summer, you should pick up a Shagas Ari and try to read through the scholars and all. Flex your lumbusha muscles. Like that doesn't explain it through. I'm telling you what he's saying, but he says that he brisa the ikal made the glama pirish time of the tevel daraisa lo mishemosochalo of chametz. That he brisa mukila awesome krab shimon. Let's know what this is called about. Why does he quote the Brisa that's going on Ali ben Reb Shimon? Time of the Masnisa din Ayotzi de Chavasa betel mishamitzah v'averik moshapirish Rashi. To have a little member, the Hainu time of the Ayotzi de Chavasa b'mar shal tevel mishamitzah v'averik. The Asya hahi Brisa kilchasam. That the Brisa in our Gemara will come Aliba de Hilchasa then, if he says it's mishamitzah v'averik. He says, "Elavadai haynu taima mishum demashulu l'tosves the hoda tanya achla demayotza avavadai lo afilu bezman hazemar ve'eno lemora ela midrabon." He needs the time of mitzvah. He needs the time of the pasuk because mitzvah v'aver doesn't apply to a mitzvah derabon. Doesn't apply to a mitzvah derabon. This paragraph, he doesn't get back to the drush. But that's what you have to say, right? Isn't it obvious that that's what you have to say? If he must possibly like that drush, so he assumes Ravina is correct, that it's really going like the Chacham. The reason he doesn't say mitzvah b'aver is because we're talking about Mara d'Rabbanan, and Tosfos holds that mitzvah b'aver doesn't apply to a mitzvah d'Rabbanan. I, the drasha, he holds Ravina is correct. It's really going like the Chacham, even though it's not meduyik in the drasha itself. It doesn't say bilvad, but still, it's going like the Chacham. What does the Shagasai mean that mitzvah b'aver doesn't apply to a mitzvah rabbanan? Where do we find a precedent for that? What's the svara to say such a thing? So that's the Gemara in Sukkah, a famous Gemara in Sukkah. That's the Gemara that I gave you in the packet. The Gemara at the beginning of the third parak in Sukkah, right? The Mishnah says, "Lulav agozel vayavish posim." So the Gemara asks, "Kaposik v'toni lo shnabi amtav rishon v'lo shnabi amtav sheni." Lulav agozel vayavish a posim both beyamtav rishon and beyamtav sheni. So bishlami yavish hadar beinan v'leka. There's a din of hadar kol shiva pre eitz hadar. It has to be hadar kol shiva. On Yom Tov Rishon, Gozel is possible because it's not Lochem, but Yom Tov Sheni, what's missing? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says that it's possible Yom Tov Rishon. Gozel is possible Yom Tov Rishon because it's lacking lachem, and it's possible Mishum Mitzvah B'Aver on Yom Tov Sheni. Zok the Gemara Pliga de Rabbi Yitzchak. The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak by Nachmeni. Amar Shmuel Lo Shanu El B'Yom Tov Rishon Avol B'Yom Tov Sheni Mitok Sheyotzi B'Shol Yotzi Nami B'Gozel. Rabbi Yitzchak by Nachmeni quotes Shmuel, who says the Taka Gozel is kosher Yom Tov Sheni. Just like a Yotze B'Shol, a Yotze B'Gozel. If there's no psul of Lachem, a Yotze B'Shol, if it's borrowed, you can be Yotze, then you can be Yotze B'Gozel too. It's doch a mitzvah b'aver. Shmuel doesn't hold a mitzvah b'aver. So comes Tosis and says, Mitoch she Yotze B'Shol, Yotze B'Gozel, hocha dafka shu midrabbana l'chayesh a mitzvah b'aver. The machlokas, the two days in the Gemara in Sukkah, where the lulav hagozel was posel the yomtiv sheni or not, is there a din of mitzvah b'aveira or not? That's this machlokas, because a yomtiv sheni, it's a mitzvah derabbanan. Zeichel lemikdash minat Torah lekachta machem bayom harishon is only a mitzvah to take the dalamin in the first day. But there's a mitzvah, smachtim of Hashem Elokechem Shiva Asyamim, that in the base of Mikdash, we take a lulav and esrog, you take the dalaminim in 7 days. So Chazal made a takana, zeichel Mikdash, that even begvulim, even in chutz laretz, we take a lulav, 7 days, that's a din d'rabbana. So this machlokas, whether the psula mitzvah b'aver applies to lulav agozel b'yom tov sheni, that's the machlokas to Shagas Aryeh, whether mitzvah b'aver applies to a mitzvah d'rabbana. So comes the Shagas Aryeh and says, the reason why Tosfos didn't use the Psula Mitzvah B'Aveira here is because here we're talking about Mara. And Mistama the Bryce is trying to explain even Mara, Bismana Zedat, only the Rabbonah. So if he were to take the psul of mitzvah baba avera, if he would have explained that it's possible because of mitzvah baba avera, it would have been against Shmuel. Because Shmuel in the Gemara in Sukkah holds that mitzvah baba avera doesn't apply to Luvagozom Yavtav Sheni, doesn't apply to mitzvahs the Rabbanah. So that's why Tosfos had to explain based on the pasuk. He couldn't have said mitzvah baba avera, because then it wouldn't have worked even according to Shmuel. Right? The pasuk works for Tevel Vade Daraisa. But let him say that Tevel the Rabbanan is a mitzvah baba avera. Let him use that time. He doesn't say it. He says, called the Tikkun Rabbanan came the Raisa Tikkun. That once you can't be Yotzei Matzah with Tevel Vade, you can't be Yotzei Matzah with Tevel the Rabbanan. And Mor is Iskish Lepesel, so you can't be Yotzei Mor with Tevel Daraisa or with Tevel Rabbanan either. What does he need that for? Let him say mitzvah baba avera. The answer is he didn't want it to be Shver and Shmuel. But Shmuel holds that the psula mitzvah baba avera doesn't apply to mitzvah Rabbanan. That's how the Shagas Tanya explains. The time of Misha Mitzvah Baba Avera, Shmamina Dafilu B'di Rabbanan Chashin and Lamitzvah Baba Avera, V'tikshem Ebraisa Zula Shmuel. If Tosus would explain our Braisa based on Mitzvah Baba Avera, turn out that Shmuel is against the Braisa. Shmuel would be against his Tana, that can't be. So that's why Tosus doesn't give that answer. That's why Tosus just explains with the Pasuk. And with the Kol D'Tikun Rabbanan Chashin and Lamitzvah Baba Avera. But what does that depend on? Okay, now we have a source. We have a mocker that mitzvah baba avera doesn't apply to mitzvahs d'rabbanan. That's the sheet of Shmuel. Tosfos in Sukkah explaining Shmuel. But what's the svara? Why should it only apply to mitzvahs d'raisa and not to mitzvahs d'rabbanan? What do you think? So maybe this relates to what the psul of mitzvah baba avera is all about. If we understand the nature of that psul, why it's possible, so maybe we can understand why there should be a chilek between Daraisa as opposed to Drabana. What do I mean? There's an old discussion in the Rishonim already. We're so familiar with the phrase, but is the din of mitzvah baba avera din Daraisa, or is that a din Drabana? What's the mocker for such a principle? We quote the pasuk in Sefer Malachi, Vavesim gozol v'yasa piseach, gozol dumi d'piseach. What's the nature of the din? So Tosfos in Sukkah has a very famous comment. Sukkah Davtes. The pasuk says, Chag HaSukkos Tasa L'cho Shivas Yomim. L'cho. What is that L'cho coming to teach you? There's a complicated sugya on Davtes of an hour, but just to streamline, just to quote the bottom. Pasuk says, Chag HaSukkos Tasa L'cho, there's a machlokas b'shayim b'sila where the sukkah requires l'shma. At one point in the Gemara, they're assuming maybe l'cho teaches me that you have to build the sukkah l'shayim chag. Sukkah requires l'shma. The baya sukkah asiyah l'shma. Maybe it should be similar to tzitzis that require asiyah l'shma. So the Gemara says, Shani yasim damar kol gedilim tasa l'chol l'chol l'shem cholcha. Tzitzis have to be made l'shma. You have to make it l'shma, you have to tie it l'shma. But why should sukkah require l'shma? So it says the Gemara, why should it require l'shma? Hachanami chaga sukkos tasa l'chol l'chol l'shem cholcha. So why do Beis Hillel say that sukkah yishana is k'sheira? You don't have to make the sukkah l'shem hachag. Even if it's a sukkah yishana, it was made 2 months ago, 3 months ago. It's also kosher for sukkahs. Doesn't it say chagas sukkos tasa l'cho? Zok the Gemara, ha'hu mibayir le'le ma'ute gzula. Chagas sukkos tasa l'cho is not teaching me that you need l'shem chovcha, that you need sukkah l'shma, but rather that sukkah gzula is psula. It's got to be l'cho, it's got to be l'chem, it has to belong to you. It can't be a sukkah gzula, it can't be someone else's sukkah that you stole. So Frektosus, Ahum Boyle Lemut Gzula, Tema, Tape of Lame, Shem Navale Mitzvah Babaver. The Mihai Taima, Paslin, Nesu Gagozla, Yom Tov Sheni, the Kamon, Reish, the Reish Luva Gozla. Tosus says, it's Docha Pele. Why does the Gemara need Lechol Lemut Gzula Why do we need the word lecha to exclude a sukh of gezula? Typically, it's a mitzvah ba avera. You have the avera of gezel. It's a mitzvah ba avera. So of course, a sukh of gezula is psula. I don't need a pasuk. I don't need an explicit pasuk to be memayit sukh of gezula. So there's back and forth in Tosfos. But ultimately, Tosfos comes around and he says, "V'yeshlomar, the time of the mitzvah b'avera lav daraisa ela midrabbanan." Mitzvah b'avera is a psul d'rabbanan. A psul d'rabbanan. It's very mistaber like that because there's no pasuk in Chamisha Chumshe Torah to pass the mitzvah b'avera. It's very mistaber to say that it's a psul d'rabbanan. The Tosfos says that's why you need lecha l'mut egzula to explain that tzuka gezula is a psul d'raisa. It's not a psul d'rabbanan. It's not a mitzvah b'avera dik a psul. It's a psul d'raisa. So you need a pasuk, so that's why we give the pasuk. That's why we give the pasuk. It's up to Shagasayim. Not the first Shagasayim, the second Shagasayim. Two Shagasayim in one day. Not the Shagasayim Simit Sadi Gala, but Simit Sadi Kas. Comes to Shagasayim and says, if the psula mitzvah b'avera is a psul d'rabbana, so then I understand why we should be mechalek between mitzvahs d'arais and mitzvahs d'rabbanan. Heimamru veheimamru, chazal ha-machmir. They're machmir. So where are they going to be machmir? To say, it's a mitzvah b'avera, you're not supposed to do the mitzvah without an apostle the mitzvah. What are they going to say that? By mitzvahs d'arais, but by mitzvahs d'rabbanan, they're more willing to be maker. If the psul of mitzvah b'avera to begin with is only a psul d'rabbanan, so heimamru veheimamru, they might be more maker by mitzvahs d'rabbanan. If the din of mitzvah b'avera is a din d'araisa, so it can't be mechalik between rabbanim and d'araisas. If Chazal saw that there's this rule in the Torah that if something is a mitzvah b'avera, it's possible for the mitzvah. So we always say called the tikkun rabbanim ke'en d'araisa tikkun. If Chazal institute the mitzvah, so it's going to be ke'en d'araisa. Whatever psulim apply to the mitzvah d'araisa will apply to the mitzvah rabbanim too, because Chazal are not in charge of the psul. There's a rule in the Torah that if it's a mitzvah b'avera, then the mitzvah is psula. So if Chazal institute their own mitzvahs, they're going to be subject to the same rules that the mitzvahs d'araisa are subject to. But if the whole psul is a psul d'rabbana to begin with, so Chazal will say that they only said the psul by mitzvahs d'araisa. They're the ones who introduced the psul to begin with. So if they introduced the psul, then they can limit its application. Then maybe it'll only apply to mitzvahs d'araisa. This is the vart that the Shagas Ari wants to suggest in some tzaditas. Pirshu atos is the whole of humid rabbanon the mitzvah ba bavera lo chashim. The hashda iam pishlam the mitzvah ba bavera einu el humid rabbanon. Hainu de ikol eflugi ben shel Torah leshel divrei. If the whole psul of mitzvah ba bavera is only mid rabbanon, then we understand there's a chilu between the raisins and the rabbanos. The bishel divreiim lo gazvina mishum mitzvah ba bavera. Chazal where it goes then mishum mitzvah ba bavera by a mitzvah de rabbanon. Avul iamr the mitzvah baba vera min Torah apostle havadai called the tikkun rabbanan can't arise a tikkun the kevin the b'shal Torah apostle mid araisa b'shal devrayim nami roy lifsol mid rabbanan whatever psul you have so it's on the araisa level by the araisa it will be on the rabbanan level by the rabbanan but the psul should apply because that's the rule book if the psul's in the rule book the hakam are not gonna say no for all mitzvah we're not gonna apply that psul but that's what the Torah is telling you that there's a psul. So if there's a psul, then Chazal would deign to the din d'araisa and say that the psul of mitzvah b'avera should apply to that mitzvah too. But if the whole psul is a psul d'rabbanan, Chazal instituted this psul, so they can apply it in a limited way. Maybe they'll say that the psul of mitzvah b'avera applies to mitzvah d'araisa, but they won't apply it to their mitzvah d'rabbanan. Thank you. Probably that Chazal saw that a mitzvah b'avera is a davar mo'us. It's not the right thing. It's not the right chefta to use for the mitzvah. That's what the pasuk says. Haveisam gozel es ha-piseach, gozel dumi the piseach. Right? Piseach is a mi'us stick of behema, right? So gozel is also mo'us. No, because if the whole psul is a psul d'rabbanan, then the pshat is Chazal saying that We don't want you to do mitzvahs this way. Which mitzvahs? A mitzvah daraisa, right? A mitzvah daraisa, Chazal will say that this psul of miyus is going to pass. But a mitzvah derabbanan, maybe Chazal are willing to say that if it's only a mitzvah derabbanan to begin with, it's not like the Torah requires us to do the mitzvah. It's only a mitzvah derabbanan. So a psul of miyus is not as big a deal. So they're not reinterpreting, meaning there's no question lechatchila you shouldn't do a mitzvah ba'avera even min haTorah. Lechatchila it's not the right thing to do. Chazal are simply instituting that it's going to passel the mitzvah b'di'evet. That's what Chazal is saying. They're not being mechadesh the psul, they're extending the psul. So that extension of the psul that it'll passel the mitzvah b'di'evet, maybe they said that only by mitzvahs d'arais and not by mitzvahs d'rabbah. If we learn, this way, this addition, right? There are two points that we said over here. Shagasai is interpreting Tosis that the psul of mitzvah b'avera doesn't apply to mitzvah d'rabbanan, and now we explain that with the other Tosis on Daf Tes, that if the psul of mitzvah b'avera is only a psul d'rabbanan, then we understand that Heimam of Heimam, Chazal will say that that psul only applies to mitzvah d'arais and not to mitzvah d'rabbanan. But if we say like Tosis on Daf Tes, final word, right? If we say like Tosaf on the test that the psula mitzvah b'avera is only the rabbanan, then we can answer our third question. Again, we asked three questions on Tosus. We said, first of all, how can Tosus paskin like the drasha of losochal olav chametz misha os mishim al tochal chametz yotzezeh sheisur mishim al tochal tev? And then we said, why does Tosus use the drasha here for maror? Let him say it's docha mitzvah b'avera, and that's why it's going to be paskin. That's question number two. Question number three is, forget about Mara, let's go back to the original, let's go back to Matzah. Why does the Gemara have the drasha of losochal olav chametz to explain why you can't be yotzei matzah with tevel vaday d'araisa? Typically it's docha mitzvah b'avera. It's the third kasha. The first two we've answered already. We said this braisa must be talking about Mara d'rabbanan because it's talking even b'zman hazeh, and the psula mitzvah b'avera doesn't apply to mitzvahs d'rabbanan. The drasha, we don't pass like the drasha. Tosus will say no, it goes even according to the hachamim. But what's Tosus going to do with the third kasha? That's not just my kasha. Whose kasha is that? Why by matzah do we have a drasha that mishesu mishem b'tochal chametz yotzezeh sheisu mishem b'tochal tevel tevel kleitzah mitzvah b'bavera? Whose kasha is that? Whose kasha is that? Whose kasha is that? No. Whose kasha is that? Some of you may not have gotten to this. No, all of you probably got to it. I hope so. The second line of the second section. Take it easy. Let's take it slow. Let's go back to the Gemara in the third parak, right? Daflam. This is one of the most world-famous Tosfos. If you walk out of this shiur just with this kasha, it's worth everything. What does Tosfos say? The end of their maslam mishum and daf lamed aman aleph in sukkah. Umiyu teima. I took out the word umiyu because the word umiyu is coming from the previous, from the whole Tosfos. But we didn't learn the whole Tosfos. This Tosfos is gevaldik. I mean, we've learned it in other occasions. So just start with teima. But let's assume it's just a kasha. Tema beperikol shad tanya and yotzi de matzah betevel v'dorish lemekra v'dorish lemekra. The pasuk, the Gemara in Sochim on Daf Lamed Hey learns from a pasuk that you can't be yotzi matzah with tevel. Tepuk leimishu mitzvah ba baver the kachal isura v'nofik yidei mitzvah.
That's the kash. Why does the Gemara need the drasha lo sochal olav chametz? Who needs a drasha for it? It's not a mitzvah b'aver. It's also his kasha. He's nisha b'tzara. He hasn't answered his kasha. This is a kasha that a lot of achronim work with. So one answer might be, the simple answer is that if mitzvah b'aver is only a psul d'rabbana, so then we understand why you want the drasha. Because the drasha explains why it's absurd d'oraisa. That would be the simple answer to the question. The problem is that Tosus and Sukkah on Daf Tes happens to hold the mitzvah of Aver is only absurd d'rabbanan. So the question is, why didn't they think of that answer? That's the simplest answer to this question. And it's a pellet that Tosus didn't give that answer. But at least for Tosus himself, he didn't give that answer. I'm not sure why Tosus doesn't give that answer. It sounds like here, on Daf Lamed, Tosus is shifting gears. Tosus seems to be saying the psula mitzvah b'aver is a psula d'oraisa. That's why there is. What do you need this drasha for? The psula mitzvah b'aver will cover you. But if you hold like the Shagas Aryeh, if you hold like Tosus on Daf Tes, l'chora, the answer to this kasha is very simple. We have an answer to all three questions that we asked on Tosus himself. The question as to why Tosus doesn't use the psula mitzvah aver to explain Mara, that's because we're talking Daf Kuf Yedal even about Mara Bizman Hazeh, that's Drabana. Maybe the psula mitzvah aver doesn't apply to mitzvah Drabana. Why does he quote the drasha? It's because he paskins like the drasha. He assumes it can go even like the chacham. And why by matzah? But why by matzah? He quotes the drasha by matzah. But what do you need the drasha by matzah for? Typically it's a mitzvah aver. The answer is, if mitzvah aver is only a psula Drabana, if it's only a psul d'rabbanan, so then we need the drasha to teach me that it's a psul d'araisa, that you're not going to be able to use matzah shel tevel v'adai. That's a din d'araisa. That's not just a din d'rabbanan. If we put the different shagas ayahs together, perhaps we can have a working shot in Tosus and Asur. Tomorrow, we're going to give another answer to Tosus. Look at the Rabbeinu David. Look at the Yisod, the question that he asks, the stira between the idea of Mitzvah B'Aver and the idea of Haseh Docha Lo Saseh. Look at the Rabbeinu David, see what he says. And based on that discussion, perhaps we'll be able to give another answer, another beer in Tosus.